trains, and that is Durban's iconic Umgeni Steam Railway. Now, the Steam Railway is looking to fundraise more than R1 million to get trains up and running after the devastating flooding in KZN last month. The Steam Railway has been forced to cease operations after the railway line was badly damaged in the severe flooding. And we speak to the Umgeni Steams Railways, Ashley Peter. Good evening.
Good evening, Junaid, and good evening to your listeners.
And thank you for joining us, Ashley. Tell us, how big of a role does the steam railway train? I remember riding on it many years ago, you know, and as a family trip. And how does it? What type of a role does it play these days in the tourism industry? I mean, pre-flooding, what type of numbers were you looking at?
Well, Junaid, we were running. COVID has knocked us a bit, but we have been running approximately 4 trains a month prior to the floods, and that meant we were probably carrying somewhere in the region of about 1,000 passengers a month on those 4 days. So that's really add up the numbers for the year, plus obviously we run extra trains over the holiday periods like Christmas and July and that sort of thing. So we were sort of in the sort of 15,000 to 16,000 passengers a year that we were carrying on the steam train.
Actually, what we understand also that this is a volunteer run operation. I mean, is it all the way from the driver to the conductor? How do you guys manage it and balance between, you know, volunteers and whenever you need to call in the engineers or whatever?
The operation and the basic maintenance of the coaches and the locomotive, etc., is all done entirely by unpaid volunteers who do this in their spare time as a labor of love to try and preserve some of our railway history. Where it becomes a problem, of course, is when you need specialized work and work like engineering and very labor-intensive work like offloading rock and rebuilding embankments that have been washed away, etc., then we have no choice but to try and bring in a contractor to help with that sort of work. And obviously that's where the costs start rising.
The impact of the floods, it absolutely devastated, especially coastal KZN. How were you guys affected?
Junaid, we were really badly affected as well. On our piece of track, over a section of about 30 kilometers, there are no less than 34 places where the track has been damaged by either rockfalls, mudslides, or even worse, embankments that have washed away. So, we've got a big job on our hands to try and get things up and running again. We have started some of the repair work that we can do on the track. We've got contractors currently working on about 4 of those places, but it's a long, long road ahead still to try and get everything up and running.
Actually, the tracks that's used by the Umgeni Steam Railway, I mean, are they basically PRASA lines? Are they leased from government? Or are they entirely privately owned, running through private land? How does that aspect of the Umgeni Steam Railway operate?
The track we use is effectively a Transnet asset. However, it is a line that hasn't been used by Transnet for probably more than 20, 25 years. And the only way that we keep it operational is to have undertaken the maintenance of it ourselves. So effectively, at the moment, we are on our own in terms of trying to get the track back up to running condition. We have asked for assistance, but obviously people like Transnet have much bigger problems on their hands at the moment. For example, trying to get the main Durban-Johannesburg freight line up and running again. So they haven't been able to assist us thus far. We are still hoping against all odds that they will be able to come to the party. But in the meantime, we're trying to do what we can, and it's a very big mountain we're climbing.
You know, actually, one would think, I mean, steam trains and steam locomotives obviously were common back in the day, and as they were out of commission, getting parts for them, getting the services of technicians who are clued up and who are aware of how to service these type of locomotives and machinery. I mean, as the days go on, I'm sure that must be becoming, you know, more rarer and more scarcer. How do you guys keep up? I mean, do you are you part of an international club? Do you collude with, you know, maybe associates overseas who have got a similar passion when you need parts and services?
To a certain extent, for example, we needed what's called hard grease for lubricating the locomotive's moving parts, which is no longer available in the country. And there we were able to find a supplier in the United States who had to send us a consignment. And obviously, to do that, you've got to order quite a sizable amount at quite an expense. So, yes, some of the things are available elsewhere, but largely now the parts are no longer available, and if you have to replace something, you now have to make it yourself. And we're very fortunate in that we have members who are in engineering companies, who run engineering companies, and they are prepared to actually make up these parts just for the cost of the material. The hours and hours spent machining them and making them up is all done as part of their contribution to our operation, for which we are extremely grateful, of course. And it's the same guys that actually maintain the locomotives and operate them. The drivers and firemen of our operation are the same guys that actually maintain and make the parts and fit them and do all the necessary maintenance and repairs to keep them going. So it really is a labor of love.
You know, this labor of love that you speak about, Ashley, I mean, you guys do it out there in that part of KZN. Are there other places in the country? We know that, you know, the Banana Express out there in the South Coast, and then I think the Magaliesburg area had something similar many years ago, I could remember as a child. But are there other viable tracks that do something similar to you guys? You know, I've been out to the train, the old train station out there in Paddock, you know, that's got practically dozens of locomotives from all generations, you know, just lying there. Is there scope for this, that areas that are iconic in the country that once upon a time had viable steam transportation but lie on some sort of a tourist route, they could revive steam trains, at least for the purposes of nostalgia?
You know, I think there are plenty of places that have potential, but ours is the only volunteer group that has managed to keep operating. We're now basically in coming up to our 40th anniversary that we've been operating the steam railway. But there are other groups that used to do these things. There was, as you mentioned, the Magaliesburg trains. They were operated by the guys at Reef Steamers based in Germiston. There was an operation by Friends of the Rail in Pretoria that ran to Cullinan. The groups in the Eastern Cape, like the Apple Express Society. And for a large extent, the ones, for example, around Gauteng have found it no longer viable to operate because of the amount of problems being experienced with the theft and vandalism of the railway infrastructure. And the guys were running trains that were coming, you know, pleasure trips for the public that were coming back at 9, 10 o'clock at night because of all the delays caused by these problems. They had so many complaints and so many refunds and expenses that they had to pay out, etc., that they eventually went bankrupt and had to close up shop. So those are the challenges the guys are facing. We're fortunate in that we found a line that was close to fairly well-populated areas, had lovely scenery, and was suitable for our operation. The problem with places like the Banana Express that ran from Port Shepstone up to Paddock, as you mentioned, is that it's not really close to enough people to make it, A, viable from a volunteer point of view. There's enough people in the area that are prepared to roll up their sleeves and do work on it. And also the passenger numbers are not necessarily there all year round. For example, Port Shepstone would have great tourism potential around the school holidays, etc. But apart from that, it becomes a much more sort of quieter area. And these operations really, really need support from the public to make them work. And that's really why a lot of them don't get off the ground, unfortunately, or don't keep running, shall I say.
Ashley, final question, of course, before we let you go. Obviously, the impact of the floods and unable to transport, you know, those seeking a ride, and the loss of revenue, etc., must have, you know, certainly hit the pockets of the Umgeni Steel Railway. What does one do to get more information? Maybe contribute. Maybe somebody had a, you know, the best of memories on that Umgeni Steam Railway, and you know, would like to see it up and running sooner.
Junaid, yes, we are desperately looking for assistance, and not necessarily even in cash. I mean, anybody in the area who could assist us, for example, with earth-moving equipment, which is a major problem and expense, of course, like TLBs or even tipper trucks and that sort of thing, and even people that may have access to full material like sand, gravel, rock, etc., because that's what we're really looking for at the moment is stuff like that to try and rebuild the railway embankments that have washed out, etc. So, you know, donations in kind or in cash that we can put towards the contractor's costs would be most appreciated. And anybody wishing to support us in that regard can either have a look on our website, just look up Umgeni Steam Railway. We're on Facebook, of course. You can find us there. There's an appeal on there where you can actually find the various ways that people can donate. You know, there's options of EFTs and credit cards and PayPals and all those sort of things have been made available. And if they can possibly assist us in any other way, just to contact us at info@umgenisteamrailway.com. And I'm sure we would be most appreciative of any support we can get in that nature.
Ashley, Peter, thank you for your time this evening, and well, on your good work, full steam ahead, Ashley.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.